Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Is Jackie available, please?
Who's calling?
It's James from MMA Legal. It's in regards to you've required we give you a call for your Scottish redress compensation from when you was in childcare when you was younger. Is that correct?
Well, I'm not sure if I want to go ahead with it.
So. All right, okay. No problem at all. Is there a reason for that?
Well, I didn't suffer any sexual abuse.
Right, okay.
But
was there any mental or physical abuse that was sustained?
Aye, uh-huh. So the thing is, okay. Is that, you know what, you spend so many years blocking it out and trying to forget about it, and I have mental health issues, you know, because of it, and I'm just, I don't want to exacerbate them. You know, but maybe...
No, of course. I totally understand, Jackie.
Bringing it back up again.
Now, we try not to go into the past as much as possible. Basically, what is the average compensation payout at this moment in time is around about £45,000. Now, that money is never going to heal any scars, but it will provide a better future for possibly yourself or any family that you do have. Now, the success rate we have is 100% at this moment in time. We've been allocated, we're one of seven solicitors that have been allocated to deal with these cases. Now, all I'd need to do is just go for a claim report with you. It takes about 5-10 minutes maximum, and then we get it sent over to the solicitors, and what they do, they recuperate your records from when you was younger, and as long as they can confirm that you was in care and that you're happy with your statement, then they'll go ahead and get that compensation for you. Now, they will charge 20% of the compensation for doing the work. So, let's say, for instance, you was awarded £100,000. You'd receive £80,000, they'd receive £20,000. Now, we've had one case where a gentleman received £133,000. Mm-hmm. So, as you can imagine, it's definitely beneficial to try and provide a better future. We fully understand that the past should stay in the past. And it shouldn't be a recurrence. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing, obviously, you know, for that time, and I went into care because I was sexually abused by my dad. So,
right.
You know,
okay.
When I went in, it should have been better for me, but unfortunately,
of course,
it wasn't better for me, do you know what I mean? So,
okay.
You know, I do have
last... it'd be more beneficial for you, Jackie, to actually get the compensation that you actually deserve to provide a better future for you. And like I said, the average, this is the actual average, is £45,000. Now, it can be more than that, depending on your case. So what will happen, if you're happy to go ahead, it literally takes me 5 minutes to set up the case. We'll get a form of ID and a proof of address from you. I'll get it sent over to the solicitors. They'll draft a statement for you. If you're happy with the statement, then they'll put it forward to Scottish Redress for a compensation payment for you. It roughly takes, to start to finish, around about 8 to 12 months.
Right, okay.
Is that okay? Great. So, Jackie, my name is James Thompson, so I am your case handler. If you've got any questions throughout the whole process, you can save this number and you can give me a call if you've got any answers or you require any updates for your case, okay?
Okay.
So I'll ask you a few questions. If it doesn't apply to you, you can just say skip and you don't wish to continue with it, okay?
Yeah.
Great, great. So Jackie, I've got an email address. It's jackie_gdwn@yahoo.co.uk. Is that correct?
Yes.
Brilliant. Do you have access to your emails, Jackie?
I do. I'm not very good at them. My daughter kind of takes control of that kind of stuff.
No problem at all. Because what we'll do, Jackie, we'll send you an authorisation email. And basically what I'll do is it's a click sign authorisation to state that you're happy with one of the solicitors to contact you to let you know exactly how much they're going in for and how long it's going to take for them to get the payment for you, okay? I mean, it's going to provide a better future for you. For some people, £45,000 on average is quite a substantial amount of money.
I mean, it is a lot of money. So, it is a lot of money, but, you know, peace of mind.
Of course.
You know.
Of course it is.
Yeah,
I understand. We'll try not to go into too much detail with it. Don't worry about it, okay? Jackie, can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please?
Yeah, it's 23/04/1973.
Oh. We've got the same birthday, me and you.
Sorry.
Fair with me one moment. Okay, Jackie.
No,
so I'm just going to save that now to your report. I'm just going to open the report up now. I'll ask you a few questions.
Okay.
If they don't apply to you, you can say it doesn't apply to me. It's no problem at all. Okay.
Yeah.
So just bear with me one moment. Like I say, it roughly takes maximum around about 10 minutes to complete and everything's done then. So what I'm just going to first of all start to ask you, it's a vitally important question. Do you have a terminal illness at all?
No. I suffer from PD, but I don't know if that's what... Obviously, that will, in the end up, that will be possibly what takes me that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just pop that on there. It's not a problem. Is it terminal? Have you been... diagnosed terminal with that?
No, I've not been diagnosed terminal, no.
Right, okay, that's fine. Can you just provide your postcode, please, Jackie?
Yeah, it's G4599BB.
Yes. Okay, and I've got Doug Rye Drive, is that correct? Is that
Glasgow?
That
is, yeah.
Yeah, which number?
Number 38, and it's flat 01.
3801. Let me just pull that up. Won't be a second. There you go. I've got it. That's fine. Just place that onto your file now for you. Give me a moment.
No bother.
We do try and make the process as easy as possible. As we can understand, it can be a little bit distressing. So we try not to go back into too much detail. Okay. The solicitors will put a statement together, they will elaborate on the statement, they'll read that back to you, and if you're happy with it, then you're happy with it, and they'll push forward for a compensation payment for you, okay? Now, massively important, we need to put on your case file a beneficiary or next of kin, because the money is such a substantial amount of money. If anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving the money, and you couldn't receive it, who would you like it to go to?
Oh, that would be my daughter, Kellyanne.
Kellyanne, did you say?
Yeah, Kellyanne, all the one with no E at the end.
Yeah, that's fine. With an E at the end, did you say?
No, without the E. Or one word with no E.
Without the E?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's fine. And is it Goodwin as well, Kellyanne Goodwin?
No, she's key now. She's married.
All right, can you just spell the surname for me, please?
Yeah, it's just T-K-E-Y.
O-K-E-Y.
Yeah.
That's fine, no problem at all. Do you have a contact number for her at all?
Oh, goodness sake, yeah.
Yes, we should only ever be contacted if anything was to happen to you. That is the only reason we place a beneficiary or next of kin on your report, okay?
Okay, appreciate that. Hi there, Alan, you okay with it?
Zero double seven. 184. 184. 98617. 98617. Brilliant stuff. Place that onto your report for you now, okay. Now what I'm gonna ask now, I'm gonna go in regards to the care settings, okay.
Yes.
So I will need to ask you, you were born in 1973. How old were you when you first went into childcare services?
13.
13, okay.
Yeah.
So that year would have been 1986, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because the solicitors will check on records to make sure they match up, all right. So
yeah,
the establishment you went into, do you remember the name of the institution, Jackie, that you went to?
So the first place that I went to... was the children's home. It was Craig Dew Children's Home.
Was it Cardross? Cardross, did you say?
Well, I went to Cardross. So I went into Craig Dew and then I went for Craig Dew to Cardross.
Right, was Cardross the place where you sustained
center.
Is that correct?
Well, yeah, it was just like the mental
Okay, I'm asking that because we've had quite a few cases from Cardross, okay? So you're not the only one that has sustained some sort of abuse from Cardross, all right? So how long were you in Cardross Assessment Centre for, do you think?
I'm not exactly sure.
Do you know roughly?
No, because I went through there to a residential school, Lonendale. I kind of think exactly.
It's all right, don't worry, Joe. At Cardross, and then you left Cardross and went to the residential school, is that correct?
Yeah.
So did you sustain any sort of mental and physical abuse at both places, or was it just Cardross?
Well, being treated like a prisoner was just Cardross, really.
It was just Cardross, was it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you was there for around about a year, would you say?
I'm not sure, possibly.
Possibly a year, okay. Don't worry about it, it's fine. It's just for record purposes, so I'll just put down there just so you can chase for record purposes that for around about a year, okay. Now, as I did mention to you, Cardross, there has been a few cases placed in regards to Cardross, okay. So I need to ask you, was there any, can you just let me know, was there any mental abuse at Cardross?
Oh, aye. I think that's
okay,
I think that's how
was there any physical abuse?
No.
Was you restrained in any way?
I was restrained.
Okay.
So the restraining, the worst restraining was done in the children's home before I went to Cardross.
Oh, right. So was that the worst place, was it? Right, let me just say that.
Well, Cardross was just Cardross that, you know, they use mental abuse to control you. It was like physical, you know, like six staff members, you know, hurting you because you're only doing what they want you. Then,
right. You don't. So, there was physical abuse and mental abuse at Cardross. Did you ever witness any other children being physically abused or mentally abused?
Oh yeah, aye. Uh-huh.
Witnessed. Okay. Let me just place that down for you.
Yeah, they were dead open with it.
They were dead open with it. That's the reason behind why you can obviously, we can claim the compensation now. The correct protocols were not put in place. A lot of people, we say, well, that's just how it was back in the day. That should not have been the case.
That's why the redress compensation.
Yeah, so a lot of people do say that's how it just was, but unfortunately, that's how it should not have been. There's a lot of people that have been affected. Massively mentally, big stuff for PTSD, anxiety, trust issues,
I've got a personality disorder that would have led from a traumatic adolescence, you know.
Okay, bear with me a moment, let's pop that down.
Yeah.
So you say your adulthood's been affected with mental health, PTSD, is that correct?
It's a personality disorder, BPD.
Okay, personal. Okay. BTB, did you say?
BPD. Borderline Personality Disorder.
Okay. Bear with me a moment. Just placing that on your report. Okay. Things we can get in regards to how you've been affected will obviously increase the amount of compensation you will receive.
Yeah.
Okay, Jackie.
I do see you. A psychiatrist. I'm medicated for that as well. I do suffer from depression as well. I'm treated for depression, and BPD, personality disorder.
Sounds like it's massively affected your adulthood. So, in regards to the compensation, like I said, it's never there to heal any scars, unfortunately, but it is there to provide a brighter future. Okay. So I'm putting down there in Cardross assessment, there was mental abuse, there was physical abuse in regards to you being restrained. You also witnessed other children being physically abused. Your adulthood's been affected with mental health, BPD, anxiety, depression, and you've been placed on medication for that. Okay. Now, I just want to go back to before Cardross. Did you say you was in a child's home before Cardross?
Child's home, yeah. I went into Craig Dew. It was called. I went in there. It's now closed. It was shut down. But
how long was you there for?
So I was in Craig Dew for, I don't know if I remember, it was Lonendale.
You know, roughly.
So I came out of care in 89. I went in 86. I write it across in 86 as well.
Okay.
I'm not.
Was you there for a couple
I,
of
I was there for a while. I was there for a while. I was in Craig Dew for a while.
Okay. So, before Cardross, you was in where? Sorry, can you just spell that for me, if you don't mind?
See, I'm not sure if I remember exactly how to spell it. But it's...
Right.
I don't know if it's Craig as in C-R-A-I-G, and then it's D-H-U.
D-H-U.
It was in Bollocks Hill.
Let me see if I can bring up the record for that. Give me a moment. Okay.
Yeah.
Just going to bear with me a moment, Jackie. All right. There we go. Just try to bring it up. It was in Scotland. Do you remember the area that it was?
Pollock Shields.
Shields. Wasn't Argyle, was it? No.
Sorry.
Give me just one moment. It wasn't Argyle, was it?
No.
No.
No, it's Glasgow. Pollock Shields in Glasgow. I can't remember. It's Newark Drive. It was 12 to 14 Newark Drive. N-E-W-A-R-K Drive.
Okay, so I'm spelling the name Craig, C-R-A-I-G, and then D-H-U,
I'm not sure.
Is that correct?
I'm not sure.
You're
if
not
the
sure?
Craig part, I'm not sure if the Craig part, it might be C-R-E-A-G, I'm not quite sure, and then D-H-U.
Okay. Bear with me a moment.
But it was New York Drive, Pollock Shields.
Right, just literally bear with me a moment, Jackie. Okay, I'm literally just trying to find the records for there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how long did you say you was in there for, do you reckon?
I was in there for a while. I was in there for a couple of years.
Was you in there for a few... Was that before or after Cardross?
It was in 1986.
I
went to Cardross when I lived there. I went to Cardross.
Was you in Craig first? Yes.
Yes. Uh huh.
So you was in there first. So you went in there in 1986 for a few years. Is that right?
It was either the 6th or the 7th of May 1986. I went in exactly 3 weeks after my birthday.
Right, okay. Let me just amend that. It won't be a second. So he was in there for a good few years, yeah? And then from there, you went to Cardross.
Yeah, I went to Cardross to be assessed whilst I was living in Craig Dew.
Right.
So obviously, you know, okay. It was still back and forward to Craig Dew.
Yeah. And was it the same? Did you suffer mental and physical abuse at both Craig Dew and Cardross?
Well, Craig Dew was merely physical.
Okay. Let me just place that on there for you, okay?
Yeah.
And how long was you in? So you was in Craig Dew from 1986, would you reckon, to about 1990?
Less than that, because I left care in 1989, if I'm right.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to put 1986 to 1988 in Craig Dew, then I can put 1988 to 1989 in Cardross, is that correct?
No. So Cardross was 86 to 87. So Craig Dew was 86, Cardross was 86,
yeah.
87, and Lonendale Residential School was after I left Cardross until 1989.
Right, so in Craig Dew, was you not in there for a year, or was you in there for
yeah.
a year?
Uh-huh, yeah.
So you was in there from 1986 till 1987, yeah?
Yeah.
In Craig Dew, yeah?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, that's fine. And then Cardross, you'd have been in from 1987.
1986 to 87. Sure. I was in Creed 2 when I went to Cardross. So you remain
right.
in.
Okay.
Obviously, Cardross is an assessment centre and it's for like school.
I get you. I get
so
you.
So obviously, you need somewhere to go to.
I get you, I'm with you. There you go, so I've saved that for your report for, you know, okay.
Right.
And you said it was around about 1989 that you finished, is that correct?
Yes, I left Lonendale in 1989.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, so I've placed that down on there. The solicitors will elaborate on your statement for you. When they contact you, they'll read it out to you. If you're happy with it, then you can tell them to go ahead and they'll put in a compensation amount for you to let you know how much you will be due back. Like I said, the average is £45,000, Jackie. All right, so what I'm going to do, can you please, are you able to go onto your emails for me?
I can try.
Yeah, if you can try, if you don't mind. I'm just going to send you an authorisation email. I can talk you through it. It's not a problem. Yep, so you should have an email coming through to you in the next 5 to 10 seconds. So you receive a text message and an email. It should say MMA Legal.
Yep.
Brilliant. So if you click on that, there should be a link on there. It should be a click sign document.
Is that the email?
Let me know when you've done that.
Is that the email or the message?
Yeah, so they're both exactly the same. So you get an email and a text message.
Oh, right, okay, I've got it. So I just click on the link?
Click on there, click on the link.
Yeah.
And then it's just an authorisation email to state that you're happy with this solicitor to contact you. So when you scroll down, there should be a button that says, like a blue button that says sign, and then underneath that, there'll be a blue button that says execute all documents. Can you see that?
Right, okay. So there's a box at the bottom and the one with the execute all documents is above it.
So just above that, you'll need to pop a signature squiggle in there with your finger, and then where it says sign, and then underneath that, you just press execute all documents and it should say completed.
I think the box on what you sign is at the bottom and then the execute all documents is above that.
Is it above it? Okay, that's fine. Yeah, it's not a problem at all,
Signature required, is that it?
So signature required, where it says sign, you just pop a little squiggle with your finger and it's just an authorisation email. It'll never match up to your signature, so don't worry about it, Jackie.
Right, okay, and then...
execute all documents, click on the blue button. And it should say done. It's all right. That's why we're here. There you go. That's been done there, Jackie. So I can see that's been completed. Okay, so that's brilliant. So that's all done. You can come back to the phone now. So what I'm now going to do, Jackie, last but not least, okay, everything's pretty much completed now. Your case file has been sorted. What I'm now going to do, I'm going to send you a message via the application. Do you use WhatsApp at all on your phone? Do you know how to use WhatsApp?
Yes.
Yeah, you know how to use WhatsApp. Brilliant.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get our administrations to send you a message on WhatsApp. I'm going to place you on hold for around about 60 seconds in a minute, okay? And then what to do, we need a proof of address or letter, any letter dated within the last 3 months that you've received with your address on it. And a photo ID. So do you have a bus pass, driving license or passport at all?
I have a driving license here that's at hand.
You can use that. Yeah, that's no problem at all. So I'm going to place you on hold while I get the admin team to send a message out to you on WhatsApp. If you just want to take a picture of just the front of your driving license, it has to be a clear picture, and then any letter dated within the last 3 months, okay? The full letter it has to be as well. All right. So, Jackie, I'll be with you in a few moments. I'm just going to place you on hold. The line will go silent. All right?
Right. Okay. Thank you.
See you in a minute.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Jackie. Can you hear me okay?
Hi, dear. Yeah.
Brilliant. So you should have received a message via WhatsApp now from MMA Legal. If you go onto your WhatsApp on your phone. Brilliant stuff. Okay, so you just need to attach a picture just of your driving license and a proof of address, so the letter. Have you managed to take a picture of both of them?
Not yet. I'm just actually trying to find
out. All right, take your time, Jackie. Take your time.
I've got a letter here from the Money Advice Centre about a gas dispute that I had.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine, as long as it's within the last 3 months. What date's on that, Jackie?
Oh, 26th of January.
Oh, we may need something a bit later because we're in March now. It may be a little bit. Have you got anything a little bit later?
Sorry, I keep, do you know what it is? I keep all my letters.
Okay.
Which didn't help you when I'm looking for something.
No, don't worry about it, honestly. Take your time, Jackie. It literally can be any sort of letter that you've had through the post within the last month or two.
Mobility one, a mobility scheme letter.
Yeah, that's fine. As long as it's got your address on it, with your name, you take it. What date on that, Jackie?
March.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Yeah, so as long as you take a picture of the full letter, with it opened up, with bottom four corners, maybe just send it back to that WhatsApp message. Yeah, bear me a moment, Jackie. I'll just check them for you. Give me a second. Jackie, that's Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to upload them now to your case file. Okay, bear me just 1 second. Okay, so I've uploaded into your case file absolutely everything. Can you hear me okay, Jack?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. So that's everything completed now. All you have to do is wait for the solicitors. They'll have a contact with yourself within the next 7 to 14 days, okay? They'll let you know how much they are going in for in regards to compensation. I just want to check just before you go, but it's Jacqueline, isn't it? Not Jacqueline.
I don't like my full name. I do prefer Jackie,
okay.
That is officially my name.
I'll have to put it, Jacqueline, on the documents, okay? Bear me a second. Won't be a second. Just going to have to put your full name on it. It's J-A-C-Q, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold me a moment. U-E-L-I-N-E. So it's J-A-C-Q-U. J-A-C-Q-U.
Q-U-E-L-I-N-E.
Got ya. Bear with me a second, Jackie, okay?
Yeah.
Just got to save that to your file because it's your first full name. I've done that for you. Brilliant stuff. So what's going to happen? The legal team will contact you. We've been around about 7 to 14 days. They'll read a statement out to you. If you're happy with the statement, then what they'll do, they're going to Scottish Redress for you in regards to a compensation amount and let you know exactly how much you will be due back. Okay. Now, I do need to explain to you there's 3 ways you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government's legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. Okay, we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it will be under a private agreement. Basically, what that means is that the solicitors will be going in for the maximum amount possible for you, Jackie, okay?
So does that, sorry, so is it like the no win, no fee kind of thing? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so you don't have to pay anything whatsoever if the case is not accepted. The legal team, they charge 20%. So if you were to receive £100,000, they'd take £20,000. You'd have to, you'd receive £80,000. Okay.
Right, so that's fine. Obviously, I can't afford a lawyer, but I would like
Course, no. That's the reason why they do the legal fees capped at 20%.
Yeah.
So
right,
it's just enough to cover their fees, obviously, for what they do. It's capped at 20%. They will explain that to you when they ring you, Jackie, okay? But if you do have any questions, save this number because I'm your case handler. If you've got any questions or if there's anything you're a little bit hesitant about, please do not hesitate to give me a call. Okay, Jackie?
Okay, that's great. Thanks very much for your help.
Brilliant. No problem at all, Jackie. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yep, you too. Thanks. Bye.
Take care.